ABC Radio Australia.
Finally, health authorities across the Pacific are preparing for the spread of measles as New Zealand grapples with the country's most serious outbreak in 20 years. The number of confirmed cases in New Zealand this year has surged to 1,200, with almost half being reported from within the Pacifica communities. Susie Rains reports.
Salafalava, everyone. I am a Kids First public health nurse, and I'm also your Miss Samoa New Zealand 2019-2020. Now let's talk about measles.
Public awareness campaigns like this are being rolled out across the Pacific in a bid to contain New Zealand's measles outbreak.
Measles is rapidly on the rise for many young people in South Auckland, so it's important that you, your family and your friends are immunised.
New Zealand's health minister is urging anyone visiting the country to get vaccinated 2 weeks prior to arrival. And authorities predict that heavy traffic to neighbouring Pacific countries means it's probable the highly contagious virus will spread. Brett Sutton is the chief health officer in the Australian state of Victoria, where two people came down with measles after trips to New Zealand.
If there's low vaccination coverage in any part of the world, then you see measles in outbreak situations. And New Zealand's got, you know, a lot of traffic with the Western Pacific, and they haven't got as high vaccination coverage for their under five population. And so some of those Pacifica populations will be vulnerable to measles, and I think that might be a contribution in the New Zealand context.
There have also been outbreaks reported in Hong Kong, the United States and Canada, but there's particular concern for countries with lower vaccination rates like Samoa, Tonga and the Cook Islands.
The first things we've done is at the border in terms of advising visitors into the country. The majority of our flights come in from Auckland.
Dr. Josephine Herman is the Secretary of Health for Cook Islands, who says babies are particularly vulnerable and additional vaccines have been ordered to protect them.
I think the threat is real and we won't know until our weakest link. The problem for us is that our babies who are aged 12 months and under are unable to be vaccinated. However, we are awaiting further supplies of the vaccine later on this month, and then we will be offering the vaccine to those aged 6 months to 12 months just to give them added protection. A lot of this is to do with the supply of the vaccine. So UNICEF supplies our annual quota of vaccines. So our vaccination schedule traditionally offered the MMR vaccine at 15 months of age.
Health authorities have also set up isolation beds in hospital as well as strict containment measures.
Our hospital systems, we've put alerts at both of our entry points. We have one hospital and one outpatient clinic, and we have an infection control trolley sitting outside the entry point so that people coming in with symptoms of measles aware and do not enter the premises and ring a bell, which will trigger a nurse to come outside to assist the patient.
Measles is a highly contagious virus that can make you really sick, so sick you'd end up in hospital. If you think you might have measles, you have a runny nose, a cough, a really high fever, and sore red eyes, please phone your doctor. They will advise you on what to do.